Well, hello and welcome back to The Daily Dose. My name is Taylor Osborne. I am one of the pastors of the Fallbrook campus, and I'm excited to continue on in our series on Philippians. Today we're going to be in chapter 2, verse 14. It says this: "Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me." So it's easy to read that verse and feel unqualified even reading it, because it's a big ask to do away fully with grumbling or arguing. But as Christians, we are called to remember the good news, the gospel news, the news that for us changes everything. And so in earlier verses, Paul encourages us, if you have anything to complain about, like, for example, prison, consider it an opportunity to reframe a place where you are able to be more Christ-like and suffer graciously. And so he urges the Philippians, do everything without grumbling and complaining so that you may set yourselves apart. We are not promised ease. And so in this life of expected frustration, of expected uncomfort, would you lead yourselves well in a place to where you are setting a good example, where you're living like Christ. And he says that is the way that you will shine brightly among the darkness when, despite your circumstances, you are able to respond in a way that brings non-Christians to you, that draws them in. And he references Deuteronomy 32:5 and calls it a warped and crooked generation. And we know that to be true, that there's a major difference between the way that we respond to our circumstances and the way that a non-Christian is able to respond to their circumstances. And imagine that weight and that heaviness that you feel as a non-Christian with no sign of reprieve, where there's nothing to look forward to, nothing to move toward. Whereas as Christians, this season is the hardest one we will ever deal with. And so he says, instead of complaining about those circumstances, find your delight in the Lord and rejoice with me. And he ends this section by saying, don't let my efforts have been in vain to have brought Jesus to you. But despite the fact that I am amidst persecution, despite the fact that I'm awaiting potential execution, can we agree that God is good and he is worth rejoicing over and he is worth living for and everything in between? Can we agree on that? When you're a child, it's so important to get your way, and everything feels so worth fighting for, and every complaint needs to be heard. And as we get older, most of us reach a place where our time becomes more valuable than our pride, where we're able to let go of quite a bit and maintain what's truly important, to not spend as much time in quarrel or in combat with other people. But one thing that as Christians we hold tight that is worth fighting for is that there are far too many souls that still need saving for us to spend any time in discontentment on this side of salvation, when there are so many that still need that gospel message, that still need that truth that sets us free. So can we shine brightly by finding contentment in the untouchable truth about who God is and what he represents in our lives? And can we find a place where the flimsy, messy, day-to-day arguing, grumbling, complaining, frustration about this or that feels rightfully out of place for us, that we reach a place of maturity in our faith where we're able to take time and thank God for the freedom that we are not bound to those feelings, that we are not bound to our circumstances, that we are not bound to what he brought us out of, but that we are fully free in who he is. And that is worth rejoicing over. Have a great day, Daily Dosers.